The Saudis host a religious intolerance summit at the United Nations. A ministry for kids brings Christ to children of war in the Middle East. And Chilean villagers are given a new hope. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Culture of Peace Summit hosted by Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah ends today, drawing fire from Christian organizations. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Muller, says it's almost unbelievable Saudi's king is hosting a religious tolerance event.
They are, without question, one of the worst examples of religious intolerance around the world.
Muller says the whole focus of this meeting is to endorse a UN resolution on religious intolerance.
And they are particularly concerned about the treatment of Muslims. We find this to be quite ironic because the worst perpetrators of religious intolerance around the world are Muslim societies where Christians are marginalized at best and actively persecuted in most cases.
Two areas will use this non-binding resolution.
The Muslim countries around the world, also India with its Hindu nationalists. There will be a huge effect, a chilling effect on Christian evangelism. These governments will feel the freedom to use this UN resolution to bolster their own repression of their Christian minorities.
Next, Cure International's Club Foot program is not only eradicating the deformity in developing nations, it's also introducing non-believers to Christ. Program director Andy Mayo says the program's now in 10 countries treating 4,000 kids in 2 short years.
We're finding that there's a tremendous need and a wonderful response in every country we go to.
75% of the mothers who bring their children to a Cure clinic have been rejected by their husbands and families. Ignorance and lack of education cause the community to blame the mother for their child's deformity. Cure Clubfoot Worldwide restores dignity to these women and bridges the gap to non-believers.
We look at this and say, we're not the church. We want to be doing things that support the local church, that give people the opportunity to build relationships with non-Christians, and from those relationships then invite them to church.
Cure hopes to treat 5,000 patients in the next year alone. You're listening to Mission Network News. Children bear the scars of conflicts in the Middle East, often unseen. Many feel they have no future, but Sat7 Kids counters that with a message of hope. At their one-year anniversary, they've seen audience responses triple. Sat7's David Harder recently spoke with a viewer from Algeria.
She said, in her country, most of the people coming to know Christ are coming through the broadcast media, and also that there's nothing available for children. Even in the churches, they just have so little material that she's very excited to have programs for children, helping to train them, teach them, encourage them just to walk with the Lord and to know the love of Jesus.
Sat7 dedicated a channel to children's Christian programming because
children are the future of tomorrow. They're the future for the Middle East, and we need to reach this generation. They need to know the love of Jesus. They need to be encouraged to be peacemakers in their community. So we're hopeful that Sat7 Kids will actually affect an entire generation, the future leaders of this region.
Meanwhile, as Islam continues to spread in France, evangelical churches are attempting to catch up. According to the Southern Baptist International Mission Board, especially immigrant Muslim converts simply find acceptance in the religion. IMB workers say there's a need for more evangelicals who are willing to join in French culture by having intelligent conversation about religion and who will take time to understand Islam. Pray that more Christians would answer God's call to serve in Europe. And Bright Hope International is helping to launch 2 job initiatives for the Mapuche Indians in Chile. The Mapuche have been accused of laziness in the past, but are actually motivated people with little opportunity. They're now working to create a jam business as well as a carpentry service. This would provide the children money for schools, allow men to work closer to home, and impact local churches. For information on how you can help, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.